Hand Buzz. It is 1956. The deaf are partying. I'm the only one here who hears, whose ears aren't stuck or broken. I'm small and odd, ignored, but not bored. I'm learning to read speech unspoken. The fanning and shaping of hands, the squiggles on pages of faces and fingers and hands. The hand buzz is whirring, propellers hurrying, oil slick, urgent for language that moves quick and greedy, needy for talk. It is for eyes to hear the click, the hum, and lightest flick of motion. I watch mother and father, red-tipped cools glued in waving ravenous fingers, smooth magic of practiced hands. Thrilled with language seen, I dare the hand buzz myself, waving 1,000 flies clear. I'm in the air with wild careening made-up motions, signs blind to meaning. That's when their hand buzz veers. Their listening eyes converge like spotlights merged to sudden moves. My mother pops my hand a sharp rebuke. You jeer and mock us. You ridicule. I should know my place, which is sidelined, floored, red in the face, and burning inside my terrible hands. The blades of the mother tongue start turning again, like augers rusting inside my chest, chanting the awareness in a dialect piercing and strong. You're out of hand. You don't belong.